Next item is report by, which is item five, report by regional board members. We'll start on my right.
I have nothing to report.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I report to the board on environmental justice issues as a board liaison, but considering the agenda and the hearing items on environmental justice programs and progress, I'll defer my comments to that item, that hearing item.
Thank you. Mr. Johnston.
Thank you. Happy New Year. The only thing I have to report is that in the lead up to this meeting over the last week, noting that we had an agenda item for tomorrow regarding the Elkhorn Road agricultural sediment roads problem. I had a series of email exchanges with folks in Santa Cruz County Public Works, including Casey Carlson, the new roads operations manager in the Department of Public Works, and full disclosure, my brother Matt, who is now their director of code compliance, but until very recently was doing a lot of the work that intersected with our board in terms mitigate permits and mitigation, riparian zone stuff as they've done road repairs. And the focus of my outreach to them, I initiated it, is that, you know, typically with these county public works departments, our relationship is regulator to regulated. They're getting permits from us to do culvert repairs, bridge, road work. We're putting requirements on them, sometimes more than they like. And at least somewhat adversarial relationship. Our interests overlap but don't always align. And, you know, I've been raising with John Robertson for some time, and actually with my brother, the fact that situations like this Elkhorn Road situation in Monterey County are actually a real opportunity for us as a board to have a different relationship with the county public works departments. They often have problems with road impairments related to agricultural erosion, and frankly don't have anywhere near the ability to put teeth in their enforcement that we as a water board do. And it just has struck me for some time as an opportunity to have a different, less adversarial relationship with the counties than our normal regulator-regulated relationship, where our interests align quite a bit more. So I brought up the fact that we had this item coming up tomorrow, we can talk about. I intend to talk about it a little more tomorrow. They're not going to be present, but we're setting up a process for them to talk with staff about their own ag erosion issues and how we can work together in terms of how they impact their road stuff. And it'll probably be coming back before the board at a future point as an information item. That's all I have.
Thank you. Ms. Gray?
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Mr. Young?
Nothing from myself.
All right. And let's see. Last year, December 13th, I had a meeting with San Luis Obispo County and Cal Poly, the geophysics department, in regard to a project that Cal Poly has offered to provide assistance with a new technology to characterize groundwater basins utilizing soil resistivity. It provides a two-dimensional ability of up to about a half a mile length, and the depth is approximately 500 feet to characterize basins. And so this technology will be leveraged for data gap measurements for ongoing groundwater studies being performed in the various basins of San Luis Obispo County. This equipment, which Cal Poly acquired, is a state-of-the-art technology, and they're offering to provide this service at no cost as part of a Learn by Doing with their students. So the county will start first a project in the San Luis Obispo Edna Valley Basin, and then it will leverage that same technology in the remaining four basins, which have been characterized in a range from medium to critical overdraft. On the 14th, the next day, I had a conference call with Mr. Robertson and State Board Member Ms. D'Adamo in regard to the East San Joaquin order. I have filed a disclosure papers to the state in regard to this meeting. On December 22nd, had a conference call with our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, and with the vice chair of the state board, Mr. Steve Moore, in regard to, as well, the East San Joaquin order, in regard to the inclusion of Region 3 in the considerations. Again, disclosure filing was made to the state board in regard to this matter. On the January 8th, 2018, had a chair call with the state board in regard to state budget and the upcoming annual meeting referred to as WQCC, which involves all the regions and all the board members in regard to potential topics. On January 22nd, met with Mr. Robertson and Ms. Schroeder with the stewardship group in regard to replacement water. The stewardship group was composed of some of the key representative of a stewardship who are member of their board. On January the 23rd, I participated with our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, and key staff to a all-day field trip to the Montecito area to see firsthand the horrific damage caused by the slides. We also went to a couple of beach discharge areas. There will be in the report of our executive officer more details on this field trip, so I will refrain from, you know, further elaborating on this field trip that we made. So this will be further discussed later in the agenda. On February 1st, I had a conference call again with State Board Member Ms. D'Armo and Mr. Robertson. What we have started doing, Mr. Robertson and myself, is schedule every month a conference call, since Ms. D'Armo is our new liaison, and that's to update each other on some of our current activities within our region, and also she can share with us any activity on the state board level that perhaps would have, you know, impact in regard to our activities. And then lastly, on the 2nd of February, had a meeting at the our Regional Water Board office with Ms. Kennedy, Mr. Robertson, Ms. Schroeder, Dr. Hunter, and participating in the, as a conference call was Ms. Gray in regard to environmental justice evaluation project that has been through a grant assigned to Ms. Kennedy to focus on the southern part of our region, specifically in the Santa Barbara County. As a refresher, we have focused so far primarily in the northern part of our Central Coast region. So we wanted to further shift a little bit our attention. You know, there'll be further discussions later as we'll have a comprehensive summary of EG activities. But we wanted to have that meeting face-to-face, and so this took place very recently. So that concludes my board members' report.